For months, bomb threats have been made at Jewish organizations and community centers throughout the U.S., Australia, and New Zealand. And for months, international investigators have been trying to figure out who's been making them. Yesterday, they arrested a suspect. Police say he's a 19-year-old Jewish man who holds citizenship in both Israel and the U.S. He was arrested in southern Israel. International police say he used camouflaging technology to cover his tracks. And while some leaders of Jewish institutions are calling the arrest a relief, others are saying they're bothered by the fact that the person suspected of making threats against Jewish centers is himself reportedly Jewish. Israeli officials are trying to figure out his motive. The suspect's lawyer says the 19-year-old has a history of behavioral issues and that he was diagnosed with an inoperable brain tumor when he was 14. In the U.S. alone, there have been more than 100 bomb threats this year against Jewish schools and centers in 33 states. Police believe most of the threats were made by one person and that copycats made some others. None of the threats was carried out. There were no actual attacks, but they did cause evacuations at some of the targets and anxiety among many Jewish people.